For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick. Very happy to be joined by Ashley Capps on the phone today, talking to us about the upcoming Mountain Oasis Electronic Music Summit, and that is October 25th through 27th in downtown Asheville. You can find out about it at mountainoasisfestival.com. Tickets have gone on sale for Trent Reznor with Nine Inch Nails, also another group that he's in, How to Destroy Angels, Bass Nectar, Pretty Lights, Neutral Milk Hotel, performing for the first time in 15 years. Whole lot going on in late October, Ashley.
Yeah, Joe, we're pretty psyched about Mountain Oasis. We're expecting great things from this weekend. It's going to be a fun one.
So tell us a little bit about how you put it together, as far as especially some of the big fish. I mean, Trent Reznor, he doesn't play a lot, but he has played a lot more often than, say, Jeff Mangum and Neutral Milk Hotel. How was it to get those guys to come back out?
A lot of it just has to do with ongoing conversations, some of which are, you know, have been going on even for several years. When you launch a festival, it sometimes takes a while to really start hitting your stride and getting on people's radar screens. And for the festival to establish a cachet and identity that really makes it very appealing for artists. Even though this is the first year as Mountain Oasis, it's our fourth year of producing this event. And during the past 3 years, there have been a lot of discussions with artists that haven't necessarily come to fruition until now. There's even discussions that won't happen this year that hopefully will happen in 2014. So the booking process is an ongoing discussion that's related to artist projects, when those projects are going to be released, when the artists are going to be available to perform, what their touring schedule's like. There's so many factors that go into the programming and booking of a festival that it's hard to pinpoint just one factor that leads to the lineup coming together.
Well, I would say from looking at it, Mountain Oasis Music Summit is a kind of a niche festival, if you will, a little bit more in common with Big Ears than to, say, a Bonnaroo.
Oh, absolutely. I think Mountain Oasis is very special to us. It's a boutique festival. There's a very limited capacity in the number of tickets that we can sell. So it's a very special experience. And it's all indoors. It allows us to program artists in such a way that the venue and the environment ideally are the perfect enhancement for what that artist does. And but the capacities are limited, and at the same time it enables us to really zone in and focus on creating a very specific and unique experience for the audience and for the artists.
What else might be going on as far as any art installations or anything else that people
Well,
can
you know,
do?
We're really just getting started. I think we announced 22 acts last week and put the weekend passes on sale. We had an extraordinary response. We outsold any one of the previous festivals in the first 15 minutes of our on sale, and we're blown away by the response from the audience. But we're actually going to be adding another 30 to 35 artists at least that'll be performing this year. So even from the booking, we're just getting started. But there'll be we're going to have panels that will feature artists and industry people talking about, you know, various issues of interest in the music business itself and in the art and creativity of making music. We'll have interactive experiences for the audience. We'll have art installations. We've got a lot of different projects in mind that will enhance the festival experience. And then we're in Asheville, North Carolina. So, the beautiful thing about that is that Asheville already provides a tremendous environment for this event to be taking place in. So, you know, working with the community of Asheville and simply highlighting a lot of the wonderful things that are already there is a large part of our mission as well.
Well, you talked about the interactive aspect of your festival here, and of course, throughout your lineup of events. That is more and more where it's going today, such that now you can interact with the festival on a website and plan out your whole list of artists that you want to see on a schedule and so forth. You can kind of be there virtually well ahead and after the event.
Well, you know, that's true. And I think that's certainly one of the exciting things about a festival. I mean, a festival almost by its very nature is an interactive experience because it really offers a menu of opportunities for the festival goer to choose from. It's seldom possible at a festival to do everything, and it's definitely not possible to do everything at Mountain Oasis. So each festival goer has the opportunity to create their own experience. And everybody's experience is likely to not be the same. And that's one of the things that makes the festival experience so unique in and of itself. And then because a festival is a recurring annual event, I think all of the new tools via the internet and social media enable us to interact with the fans. And, you know, the fans tell us a lot about the experience that they've had and actually give us a lot of ideas to draw from in terms of creating the event itself. So that part of the experience is also interactive. And I think we all learn from one another and build the experience together.
Looking back to the first Mountain Oasis, a very different festival held in, not exactly Hendersonville, but out here in Western North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about how that got put together. At the time, was that one of your biggest productions?
Well, that was our first camping festival. And, in spite of the fact that it had the same name, in many ways, that first Mountain Oasis Festival is probably the tiny little baby step towards what became Bonnaroo. It was certainly, we stole the name for Mountain Oasis in Asheville at this particular point because I always loved that name, largely because I think that's exactly what Asheville, North Carolina is. It's a mountain oasis. And we wanted to revive the name, so that's why we came back with it 13 years later. And really reinvented the entire concept of the festival. That first Mountain Oasis was a camping event. It was for 6,000 people, although it sold out in advance. We had to turn away people at the door. But that festival was very different from this one, for sure. And I would say, even though it was significantly smaller, of course, much more of a prototype for what ultimately became Bonnaroo, than the current Mountain Oasis.
What else have you got other than the full plate of your other festivals and this one coming up? Is there anything on the radar for the near term?
Well, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for us, but once one gets into the flow of creating these events, there are just so many ideas and opportunities that we want to have the chance to explore. But we want to make sure we do it right and don't bite off more than we can chew. So, we're pretty methodical about launching new events. We have, probably a dozen new concepts that we're discussing. We had one other one that we were thinking about launching this year, and we chose to wait till 2014. I don't know. There may be a couple of new events that we launch at that particular point. But, you know, the planning of a festival involves a tremendous amount of work. There's a lot of work to be done on the community level, on the planning level, and it's a very time-consuming process. So at this point, we're getting, a year, even 2 years or more out in front of the various events that we're doing. But, in addition to Mountain Oasis, of course, we've got Bonnaroo. This will be our third year of producing the Forecastle Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, which this year features the Black Keys and the Avett Brothers, and Robert Plant's going to be there. Jim James is playing, the Alabama Shakes, String Cheese Incident, a lot of different bands playing at Forecastle in Louisville in the middle of July. We're working once again with Mumford & Sons on one of their Gentlemen of the Road stopovers. This time, you know, last year we did it in Bristol, Tennessee, which was one of the greatest events I've ever been a part of. This year we're doing it in St. Augustine, Florida. That's a show that sold out almost instantaneously. So we're just working, again, to create the most amazing experience that we possibly can, given the parameters of the event. Mountain Oasis will be coming up at the end of October, and then in 2014 we'll be bringing all of those back and even more.
Well, we look forward to the next unveiling from AC Entertainment.
Well, thank you. It's you know, we're really grateful for the response that we get from people in North Carolina to all of our events, and certainly the support that we've enjoyed from WNCW. You know, the fact that WNCW is there in North Carolina has done so much to enrich the culture and the appreciation of music in that community. You know, it's fantastic what you guys do.
Thank you, Ashley. For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick speaking with Ashley Capps of AC Entertainment as they unveil Mountain Oasis Electronic Music Summit coming October 25th through 27th in downtown Asheville, North Carolina.